Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
The hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can, to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can, walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me, I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is a place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little easy. If it's the truth, life's so ironic, sharing comments and hits that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time. Free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? I said together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. Here, we are co-creating a thirst for knowledge and entertainment, as well as creating our futures together. How enlightening. What a grand opportunity. Am I right or am I right? Okay, tonight we are going to be talking about tapping into your intuition. And there's been it's been a pretty crazy past week, and I have plenty of stuff to talk about. So we will be doing a little chatting first, and then towards the end of the show, well, middle-ish, we'll be doing some readings, and you can call in or, calling in would be best. Calling in and getting a reading. I think we're going to stick with the 7-day, or the 7-card readings, 1 day, 24 hours. Just to keep it short, as the switchboards have been filling up recently, which is definitely some good news. I'm very excited, and it definitely hit me today. I just felt really proud and really glad to be doing this. So again, thank you all for coming. It is a great pleasure to be able to be here with you tonight. And every Thursday night, and for all you archive people, make sure you get here live so you can either call in or participate in the chat, which is usually pretty enthralling. We have some pretty good chats in there, and then after the show, we will chat as long as you like, and I can answer any questions that you have, and you know, either pull some cards for you or whatever, what have you, and then we can all talk together. Last week, it was such a great, great, great conversation. Had some really good people given some information, and I think it turned out pretty well. We made some really great, compassionate connections. So hopefully that they will last, which I feel they will. Most things can last like that through time, especially since you can listen to it again. Don't forget, if you call in tonight, you can listen to your reading again. All you need to do is just download it right on from the page, and you can either iTunes it or just download the little sound thing to your computer, which is pretty nice and convenient. So, a little bit about my past few days. So I started a second show called Life is But a Dream, and it's on Monday mornings from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you get a moment or you happen to be awake that morning, check it out. I'm not sure what inspired me to do this other show. Like I said, I wanted to do other shows and create more spaces, I guess. And it just kind of came to me, so I went with it. And it was a really, really cool coincidence. I didn't actually have anybody call in, but it was, we had people talking in the chat and stuff and talking about dreams. And what it is we talk about the dreams that you had that night before or the dreams that you've been having for the past week or so. And we kind of jumpstart your week with a little clarity and insight. And that way, everything can just be a little more clear for you. It's a really great opportunity for you to communicate through dreams, and it tells a lot about people too. I think we'll learn a lot and find things that we have in common. So be sure you make sure you tune into that on Monday mornings, 7 o'clock. So I'll maybe see you there. Okay. So anyways, I was finishing the show, and I went up to go to the bathroom. And right in front of my face, I met this praying man is just sitting there on top of the bedpost on the porch. And it took me by hardcore surprise. Like, it shocked me, and I just was not expecting to see that there. That was the last thing. And so it kind of started with me, and we had a weird relationship. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Like, I've seen so many praying mantises for some reason. Like, so many recently. I have a bunch of pictures in my phone. And how they're showing up. And this time it just kind of stayed. It stayed for a few days on the porch. And I felt like it helped me into more spiritual kind of way. It helped open some new doorways, new insight. And it was I looked up a bunch of stuff online, and it was talking about how it's a divine messenger from God, and it's very spiritual. It's a smart creature. Definitely get a chance to look it up if you're interested. Or if we're friends on Facebook, it's all underneath the picture. So you can check that out. And if you're not friends with me on Facebook, definitely go ahead and add me. My link is right here on my Blog Talk Radio page. And it's a fun way to interact. It's definitely, I'm always doing stuff on Facebook, and I think you would enjoy following me. I put up a lot of interesting stuff and fun things. So, like I said, add me if you'd like. MySpace too, Twitter, all that fun jazz. So, this praying mantis really helped unlock a bunch of things for me. And it helped make my Monday such a great, just a great environment. And I was really hoping to win this PCH thing. And I was like totally dead set on it, but I didn't get it. That wasn't my big break, I guess. Not sure what's going to be, but I'm waiting for the opportunity, the moments, whichever. So even though I didn't win and I didn't turn out the way I wanted, I still learned a great, great, valuable lesson. And with that, I have a wish for everyone here. I wish that you all could experience this sort of enlightenment and revelation And with wishes being brought in mind, it will be 11:11 shortly. So what we're going to do is play a little song dedicated to it. And I want you to think about your wish. Put it out there. You can put it in the chat, and we can definitely send you some love through the chat. And, yeah, happy wishes, everyone. I love you all. And just steady your breath, focus on your breathing, and close your eyes. Now, I want you to focus every time you breathe in. I want you to imagine that you're breathing in white light. And as this goes through your nose, I want it to spread all throughout your body. And hold it briefly. And as you exhale, imagine all stress, worry, tension, and fear dissipates into the air. Every breath you take, imagine that. Center and calm yourself. And just relax. Now, I want you to imagine in the very geometrical center of your brain, we light a flame, a candle that's burning just as you wish. Just as you see that candle burning, light it and keep it burning for the remainder of the show, as this is your intuition, and we are all connecting through this flame. And together, can make the flame more powerful, stronger, to burn brightly through the night. So keep that flame lit as we start to do readings. If you'd like to call in to get a reading, the number is 646-727-2870. And I have fortune cards that we will do, well, that I've been using. pretty well connected to. Got the gist and feelings of them all. So we'll be doing a 7-card reading this evening. Unless I feel something way strong. I'm very fluid, very malleable, so things can kind of pan in and out. All right. Do you have a caller already? He's been waiting. He or she has been waiting patiently. We're going to go to area code 252.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, thanks. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
My name is Teresa. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, hello, Teresa. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
No problem.
Would you like a reading?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I love reading.
All right, great.
Or whatever you pick up on. Whatever you pick up on is fine.
All right. I'll definitely let you know.
All right.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to shuffle the cards here, and I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card. But tonight, I want to do something a little bit different. I want you, for every number, to picture it in your mind, okay? And imagine that you are literally sending me that number right through the phone, right through our connection, okay? And that way, it gives us a better better view, better layout.
All right.
So go ahead and begin at 1.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful. I'm going to do the reveal. Okay, we have the stork, the dog, the key, the coffin, the lily, the sun, and the tree. Okay. They're looking very good. Okay, we have the first card, which is the stork, okay? And that is a card of movement. It is suggesting that something that's kind of been put on hold in your life, is going to be moving. I feel like it could be something with a close friend. And it's going to unlock something new. It's going to give you a new insight, if you will. And I have a feeling it's going to be about something. It could be about quitting a job for some reason. I see, because we have the coffin, which is your middle card, and it suggests, death of things, not necessarily like death, but just things that need to end.
Right.
And it kind of puts a little bit of a hold, if you will, just makes you wait, takes some time. And it's next to the lily, which is very suggestive of your professional life and your business life. So it could be something that, like you said, you do for a living. But it is very good because you have the sun next to it, which suggests that the light is shining on all of your affairs and that you definitely have a strong sense of light to you. And that is next to the tree, which is a very, very positive card. And it is suggestive of maturing and, just growing wise, as like the tree is wise. And a thinker will sit at the tree to, think about what is going on, in their life and kind of reevaluate and reflect. So it's very beautiful. Does that relate to you? Does that resonate with you?
A little bit, sunsetting. Even though I don't have a job, so I can't quit it. But you did say you saw a friend, and I'm trying to kind of break bonds with a whole lot of people.
Okay. You're trying to break the bonds, you said?
Yes. So
that
I don't know if that, and then with my professional life, yeah, I'm trying to make a break with that too, because I'm in school now, and I think it's time for me to start, focusing on what I really, really want to do. And so, what I do is kind of really different for what I want to do. So,
Okay.
That's the ID, too.
I get a feeling that this friend, it could be somebody new, but it'll be, since you're having some little issues with friends right now, that it's going to be kind of like a little surprise, like something that takes you back. It's like that little happy accident, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to give you just this insight about something that needs to end, and I think it's going to be well for your career or professional life. Because the sun and everything is it's so perfect.
Yeah. Wow, I wonder who that may be.
I don't know. Mm,
okay.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you call in and let us know if you get this little breakthrough.
Okay, I will. Thank you
so much
for your reading.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, hon.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, well, I hope she gets that new job. I hope that'll be good, definitely. I mean, we all kind of need jobs, right? Got to have something to do, something to put your efforts in mind to. All right. Well, do you have somebody else online? Let's see what's going on here. I think I know exactly who that is. Car, I see you are on the air, area code 440. If you would like a reading, press 1 so that I know that you want to talk. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to take a little break and play a song for you guys. Let's see. I'm going to do... Oh, man. I need to put new ones up here. All right. We will do the intro for my other show, Life is But a Dream. Hopefully you all will be there Monday morning to catch that. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about dreams. Here we go.
Do I go?
No.
So I make lots of friends,
okay.
And we all smoke some dro. It's something that I do to keep the time a-flying. And now I've got the money bug that I won't give up trying.
Can't you just be normal and live life in 3D? I tell them I've got bigger plans. You're the pond and I'm the sea.
My dreams keep me alive and pour all through my veins. My body wants to scream from excitement, not the pain.
My heart is right here, I put it all on the line. It makes my body quiver
all the way up the spine.
TDT has got you flowing on the music stream. Don't lose sight and focus, live it up and live the dream.
It may not seem like much to keep in contact with my homies, but I've got that special touch. Some would say that I'm a hero to keep the love in
peace,
even though the world around you will bring you to your knees.
My heart is right here, I put it all on the line. It makes my body quiver all the way up the spine. DDT has got you flowing on the music stream. Don't lose sight and focus, live it up and live the dream.
3, 2, 1, 0. Take a moment, feel like a hero. Save the world, it's up to you. Please tell me what you're gonna do.
I live the ultimate life. Someone say they would die to get a glimpse of the world where they can see with 3 eyes. So that catch you surprised. Again, I'm paralyzed from the neuronal fear, all created by lies.
It's in the message where you can truly realize and fall in love and learn to possibilitize. Chin up to the world and keep your gaze on the prize. Time is just a character made to disguise. Keeping me restrained by always changing in size. Holding up some pattern for a thought to arrive. Like a virus, the shoulder is somewhat dignified. Damn, the clock ticks past time, 4:35. Beats run through my brain and got me all hypnotized. I trust to get the picture from the look in your eyes. I hope you rock the beat and get the vibe of the feeling. These words are simply more than metaphoric healing.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah,
I try to send a message through every word I write. I'll say to you that it's tonight that this soul will take flight. And to you, if it seems this isn't quite to the right, maybe turn around and repel, cause I'm not looking to fight.
No way.
My heart is right here, I put it all on the line. It makes my body quiver all the way up the spine. TDT has got you flowing on the music stream. Don't lose sight and focus, live it up and live the dream.
3, 2, 1, 0, take a moment, feel like a hero. I don't want to know your name, I just want to bang, bang, bang.
My life is so full, so wishing for plenty. No matter if I'm bumming the streets of the city, my life is docked down to the better tapes. My life is tuned into the radio play. My life is mine to share with you to get me through the day. We'll keep things just right, cause I know tonight will change to yesterday. But before you go, please promise me that you will hear me say, in my memory you will stay.
All right, a little bit of Dream Teacher there for you. Like I said, that is from Life is But a Dream. That's from my second show, Monday Mornings. So hopefully to see you there. Okay, and we have some callers online. So if you want a reading, go ahead and just press 1. I'll be happy to give you a reading. Otherwise, you can just sit online and listen.
Aha!
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to go to area code 440-667. I know who this is. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm Peachy. You should always know who this is.
Peachy?
Peachy Kane.
Well, I just want to make sure. I don't want to say your name on the air without permission.
Oh, you know who I am. See it. This is Reba.
The one and only.
Well, all right. Not the one and only, but
well, yeah.
The other one's famous.
Mayday Jones.
No, I said Reba McEntire. Mm. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
He says hi.
Oh, Nae Nae Jones, so
sorry. We don't care about you, Nae Nae Jones.
Oh my god.
What's up?
Nothing. Do you want a reading?
Sure, but before we do this, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
If you all did not watch the CMAs yesterday, Taylor Swift won top female. Yeah.
I heard she won like 4 awards.
Actually, she only won, I think she won 2 or 3. I know she won Album of the Year, she won Entertainer of the Year, and she won Top Female, so she won 3.
Wow. She is sweeping up the competition right now.
Mm-hmm. Taylor.
Apparently, yeah. Gaga.
Wait, for this
totally taking
down.
It.
Tony needs to ask you a quick question. Hold on.
Okay. So after all this goes down, can I have a reading, please? Because I really need one.
All what goes down?
Well, whatever you and him are about to talk about or do or whatever.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah, you can have one next.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. All right, here she is.
Oh, wow.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I don't care what kind we're doing. Just... go ahead. All right,
we're doing the 7. So,
okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, did you hear what we were talking about before? We're going to do something a little bit different.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Change is always good. Okay. What I want you to do is when you're counting from 1 to 7, I want you to picture each number in your head. And what I want you to do is take that number and literally send it to me, put it in the same position, only in my head, and that way it'll give us a better insight and give you a better reading. So visualize it every time you say a number. So go ahead and start at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1. two, three, four, five, six, seven.
All right, perfect. I'm going to give you the reveal. All right, we have the tree, the coffin, the key, the mouse, the ship, the mountain, and the tree.
What was the last one?
The child.
Oh.
You always seem to get the child. You're definitely surrounded by children. And
no, I am. I'm about to have a new nephew here.
I know. That's so crazy. I don't even have a nephew or a niece.
I'm going to have two.
I have little baby cousins, but that's it. Okay.
So,
start off with the tree. Tree of knowledge. Wisdom. Definitely wise in your dealings. And it's a very positive card. It is, it usually suggests like growth and that things are just becoming stronger. Like your affairs, whatever. But it's next to the coffin, which is the death of a situation. So it could be something that has been wise. Or something that's helped you get stronger could be ended. And it's going to offer you a key of insights, a new kind of either way of thinking or just like almost a wish fulfilled. But it's overcoming of pain, and it's very positive. So something that maybe has been locked away will be unlocked now. It's next to the mouse. So it gives you, it's your central card, and it's a little bit negative. So look out. I think you're going to be feeling a little bit of loss and maybe lack of trust. So you're probably going to want to travel and go somewhere. And I think that you're going to go, I don't know, it could be not too far, but far enough away from home, you know? And you're going to find some kind of obstacle that you need to climb, but once you do, you'll definitely be very happy about it in that childlike state of bliss. And very good, very positive, and offering that, you know, insight. It'll really all just kind of make sense. So how do you feel? Do you think, does that resonate with you?
Well, I was thinking about going on a trip down to Tennessee in January. Yeah, because Reba's going to be in concert, and that's the closest concert.
Well, that's the closest one.
Yeah, she's not coming to Cleveland. The closest one I have to go to is in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's so far.
It's all right. I have family that lives down in Kentucky, so...
That'd be cool.
They only live like 30 minutes to 45 minutes away from Knoxville, so.
That's not bad at all. Well, that'd be a fun trip.
I'm excited.
So I need to travel so bad.
I haven't seen Reba in concert since November of last year. So,
I haven't been to a concert in, like, years.
Well, like, the concert I'm going to, she's playing with George Strait, and I've never seen George Strait in concert, so I'm kind of excited.
That'll be very fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping.
I'm pretty sure there might be a George Strait record in this garage right now.
Probably. Wouldn't doubt it.
Like, a record. Like, a record.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't doubt it. Reba's got them old records.
That's so
funny. Old ass ones from like the 70s and shit like that.
We were just talking about A-Track the other day. I've never even heard an A-Track before.
Never?
No. Never.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know how it works. Like, I don't even know what it is.
Oh, wow. It's just a tape. It's like a big, huge tape.
I've seen
like,
one before.
You have to get a player for it, and you just push it into it, and, like,
yeah.
It plays.
It reminds me of, like, Nintendo.
Yeah, that's what they are. It's kind of like Nintendo, but not really. It just plays music, and you can't play a game on it like Shoot a Duck or anything.
Gay. All right. Well, Tony wanted the reading, so you want to put him on?
Yeah, I guess I can. Hold on.
All right.
2.5.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
What's good?
No, I'm working on MMA. My dude's waiting on his dude to come up through.
Okay, hey now. You're on air. You're getting a reading.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what's going on? You seem a little concerned.
I am.
Why?
Like, I can so much
feel
it.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Like, well, for real, there's so much shit going on, and I was at a mediumship circle tonight, and, like,
mm-hmm.
so much, like, I got, oh, my God, half the circle, everybody was talking to me. Like, it lasted an hour and a half, and I want to say a good 30 minutes of it was just talking to me.
What?
Yeah, and
I
want
to go to these.
Yeah, there was about, like, 30 people there, and everybody, because, like, it's just regular people that have certain mediumship skills, and then
right.
brain hurt, and then there's a new woman that's there every now and then. Can you read that and deal with that for me, please? It's Val.
Which one?
The one, yeah, yeah. And then there's a new chick there, and she's called a soulmate psychic, and she's
mm-hmm.
really good, and she can actually also enhance your breast without surgery. Actually, we're gonna test out an experiment and see if she could do it with penises too.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
wow, how did you figure that out?
Well, because I think it's a hypnotherapy thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that could be right up my alley.
I know.
You can make a lot of money like that.
No, I was gonna tell you about it.
Oh my gosh!
You said it. Like, if it can make chicks' boobs bigger, why can't it make guys' dicks bigger?
I mean, it can make anything bigger then, right?
Right? Like, you know how much money you can make off of that market right there.
No pills, no natural herbs, no pumps, no nothing.
No nothing. Sleep. Sleep
just
is what
words.
You do. You sleep.
You want bigger boobs? Just go to bed.
Right?
Oh,
buy my
God.
CD and listen to it and sleep while you're doing it, and you'll have bigger boobs in 4 weeks.
Guaranteed. Oh, my gosh. And if you call now, you get 2 CDs free.
Right?
Give them as gifts. Give the gift of enlargement.
It's the gift
okay.
that keeps on giving.
Oh, my gosh. That is great.
Whew.
That could turn out to be pretty funny.
Right.
Can't wait to do that commercial. All right, let's do your reading. All right, we're going to do a 7-card reading for you tonight. And we'll do what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. But what I want you to do is every time you say the number, I want you to picture it in your mind. And I want you to imagine sending that number to me.
Oh, wait, the number or the card?
The number.
Okay.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, go ahead and start at 1.
All right, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, perfect. Give the reveal. Ooh, okay. We have the book, the garden, the moon, the clover, the rider, the snake, and the ship. This is very, very nice. Okay. Now, the book is closed. The picture of the card. The book is closed, and that still suggests things that need to be discovered, things that need to be looked into, researched, learned,
there's still events that are kind of disclosed. And I feel like once you either figure it out, you're going to kind of be proposed with something, some kind of, I don't know what it is, but it's like a new social, well, it couldn't be. It could be new, it could be old, but it's going to be some kind of invitation to like a social event that...
could it be something that's new but old because of the people? It's a new event that's old because of the people?
I'm not sure about the people. There's nothing really here that sticks out with any particular group or people. Like, people don't come out right now. There is a card, only one card involving a person, and that's the writer. But he's the bringer of news. So it's a very, it's a movement card. Not really too many people. And I don't see too much of the older past either.
Okay, that's all, good. I like that.
It's all new. And it's going to bring you some very good luck. Your central card is the Clover, so you're surrounded by some awesome luck right now.
Yeah, that sometimes I always fall into dumb luck somehow.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we have the rider next to the Clover. So things will be bringing into your way. You may find that, quote-unquote, knight in shining armor, if you will.
Oh, really?
And, well, and it couldn't not, like...
Well, not necessarily a person. I know,
right, you know what I mean.
No, I know how these work.
But it's always a good movement.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, something to look forward to.
Yes. Now, that's next to the snake. So it's kind of telling you to be wise in your dealings, and the messages or the movement will be kind of wise and almost sneaky a little bit. So hold your tongue if you have to. Don't forget that speech is silver, but silence is golden. And that is next to the ship. So I think you might have to be quiet about your travel arrangements, things that you're or places that you're going, maybe. Maybe you need to keep
well,
that one down low.
Like, how down low? Because I'm supposed to be going to Florida for, like, a week or so, and I haven't decided when. And I get to pick the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I get to pick when I get to leave and come back, because, like, I had this really bad freak out, and, like, Reba didn't come over. Wait, no, did you come over? Yeah, that's right, he did come over, but he came over like 3 hours after my freak out, and it was bad, and like May experienced my freak out, and like I made May feel some really awkward feelings that he's probably never felt before. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and like I was on the phone with my sister for like 3 hours just crying, and it was
my.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. Like, a
whole do you want to talk about it at all? Or?
No, I'm over it now.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, because I let it all out, so now I'm over it because I freaked out about it.
That's the best thing to do, definitely.
Yeah, but the horrible thing is I hold it until I can't hold it no more. And I need to
that. Yeah, I definitely did that. I still do a lot, but...
Yeah, and
you know, we were
here.
That's all.
Yeah.
We're still young. We're learning.
Right? Not even a psychic can be perfect.
Exactly.
In the future, but it doesn't always pan out the way we plan it.
No. See, and a lot of people are just like, they think that we know everything, where we barely know things about ourselves. Like,
right?
It's funny that other psychics have to call other psychics to get readings because we can't read ourselves. So crazy.
You know, like, it's so bad. And, like, I know a lot of people in the magical community and in the psychic community as well. And generally they're one and the same, but not always. And a lot of amazing people have told me a lot of amazing things. But every time I try to do it myself, I just get the same thing they always tell me. And I'm like,
yeah,
I know this. So why am I getting this again?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that makes me think so much. Ugh.
That's why I stop doing myself. I just go to other people so I can just get it. And then if I want to reaffirm it, I just do myself.
There you go. See, now, do you think that makes up, like, a little bit of who you are when you, like, read other people? Do you, like, grab a part of them almost and instill it within you?
It depends, because for me, usually, and it, the only reason that would ever happen for me is if I had a strong connection with the person's spirit or soul.
Yeah, because, you know, that's totally, like, soulmate right there.
Yeah, well, because when I do a reading, the moment the cards are put back together, I forget everything I just said.
I know that feeling. I know exactly.
Yeah. Or the moment, you know, because I'm also a medium, the moment the person gets up and leaves my table, I can't remember anything I just said to that person unless, like, I had a familiar feeling from that person.
Right.
So I'm like...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I, like so I really don't, I don't get many attachments from that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's good. I like it. It's not bad.
So, do you read people a lot?
Not as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so busy at this moment. I just became the assistant manager of Little Caesars. And I'm about to have my first degree priesthood sometime at this month. And then after that, I get ordained and I can do weddings and funerals.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I will be Reverend Anthony Kelly.
Wow.
Yes, I will be Reverend Anthony Kelly, first degree. Hey,
that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Well, you should, if you're interested and you want to strengthen your reading abilities and more bonds with people, you can. I would invite you to come as a guest star and to do readings on the show.
Okay, but would I do it, like, here over the phone, or would I be there and do it there?
You can just there. You can just be wherever you want to be and just do it. All you have to do is just call in, that's all.
All right, because I remember me and Reeve have done them from my house before for other people, and we've done one for you.
For me?
Yeah, you don't remember? It was that...
I remember.
It was shortly after I got my laptop.
And I remember...
On the show?
Yeah, we did them on the show. I want to
say I remember that.
Four weeks ago.
I remember when I did my reading the week before that.
No, it was the same thing.
No, it was the week before that I did.
You
it by
did
myself.
The yeah, you did it by yourself the week before.
Wow, how can you remember that? I can't even remember times like that. I'd have to go listen to the show again.
But see, I gave a computer reading for you and whoever else called in.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I
remember. But we also had the card option, but I finally got my actual deck of tarot cards back.
Oh.
So because, like, I had this deck for years, and then one card went missing, and then I can't use it because, you know, that one card went missing.
Right.
So, and then I finally found it, like, again, like, 9 months later, so now I have it back.
Oh, wow.
And I actually had a vision today of an old deck of tarot cards that I used to have.
Hmm. Where are they?
I burnt them.
Oh, really?
Because 7 cards went missing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
An ironic number.
Yeah.
So, wait, do you have cards now?
Then I'm not getting it.
Do you have cards now?
Get up and go right there. Yes. Would you like a reading?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Alright.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so I have these other cards that you need to see someday. Sure. Because a friend of mine bought them for me just for a laugh.
They're gay cards.
But they're called the gay tarot deck. Yeah. It's funny.
Sweet. What do they have pictures of?
Just like gay men and like certain rainbows and like... Men with children and stuff. I'm not done joking my shit. And, like, it's weird. Like, you gotta see them. Like, they kind of look like Japanese cards.
Tell Kevin to send me a picture of them.
Oh, okay. Hold on. He said send him a picture of them. Oh, wait. We can't because I'm on his phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can do it after.
Yeah, we could do it after.
Okay, good deal.
Okay, if you finish writing this message for me,
okay, right, yeah, in metaphysics, and then you could just log off and just do whatever.
Yeah, in, yeah, metaphysics.
Yeah.
And,
okay, but you need to move. You know what, I'll just go on the floor. No, I'll just go on the floor.
All right, now, because I'm over the phone, I'm going to do this a little differently.
Okay.
Usually I have a series of things I'd like to say to a person and have a person do when I give them a reading.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have them pick a coin out of this bag I have of coins and have them make a wish. And I have them shuffle the deck, but I'm just going to channel you.
Okay.
But because you're not here to randomly pick one of the piles for how I do my readings, I'm just going to channel you and pick one for you and then give you a 6-card past, present, future reading.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. Okay, and some cards fell out at the beginning. Well, no, that's always a symbol.
I know.
Okay, well, and the first one, okay, they fell out that way, so it would be this way. All right, the first one would be the Master, which is a symbol of great power and becoming one.
Ha!
And is becoming one with the higher self. Sharing, which in this case I see you sharing your experiences and your help with people, as you often do on the radio.
Yeah.
Laziness, which I do not see you doing.
What is it? I'm sorry?
Laziness.
Ah, I can be.
You can be, but I haven't seen it lately.
Oh, good deal. I think it's, well, right now I've been in hardcore debate about quitting smoking, and I cannot find the strength in being lazy about it. Like, I don't want to yet. But
yeah.
I know when the time is right, I'll just get up and quit. I'm just being lazy right now with it.
Yeah. But see, you gotta just wake up one day and quit smoking cigarettes. Like,
yeah.
I woke up one day and quit eating meat, and then, like, 9 years later, I woke up one day and just quit drinking soda and, like, shit like that. All I drink is water, Powerade, Gatorade, and sometimes apple juice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty healthy.
I don't really eat healthy because all I really eat is, like, junk food and sugar and chocolate and, like, ice cream. But McDonald's. And I eat a lot of Little Caesars because I work there. And it's free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. That's the best.
You can't be free.
So.
Okay. So I had just broken them into the piles and grabbed one. Okay. So not that long ago, you had a new vision of something that you would like to go out and do, because I see a new vision card, and now you are becoming aware of, I think, what it is you have to do to go about that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then I see...
He only sent you this one.
Who?
Donna?
Yeah.
Because I know he had one of me in the middle.
I don't remember. And then, okay, the interrogation card is in the reverse position.
Which means
somebody is usually going to try to interrogate you heavily because everything's on top of you. It's weighing you down. You're on the bottom of the card. So somebody's going to really try to push down on you to get something out of you in the future.
That sounds pretty likely.
And whoever it is, actually more than one person.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wait, the one person is more than one person, or there's just more people?
It's more than one person trying to push you down and get stuff from you.
Hmm. Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah. And then the postpartum card, reverse position, which means you're trying to look into the past and see what you're lacking to move from step to step, because in this, your next future card is movement to movement, and it's upside down, which means you're falling, you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to the past to try to figure out how to move ahead. And because I'm not satisfied, I'm going to pull another card.
Okay.
And it's the mortality card, reverse position, which I see you coming out on top of the situation, so you'll figure out how to move past this.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be able to move, period.
Where are you trying to move to?
I don't know. Away.
How far you want to go? I'll go with you.
Like,
for real? I want to run away.
Right? I feel it. Like, I just want to go.
Like, for real?
Like,
I'm a Sagittarius. I would, too. I'm a Sagittarius.
What? You're a Sagittarius?
Yeah. I'm a Sagittarius. Yep. And I got a rising Libra. And I can't remember where my moon is. Yeah, I can't remember where my moon is.
Mine is in Leo.
Yeah, I can't remember where my moon is. I could look it up real quick, but I'm sure you got other things to do.
Oh, no, that's all right. I mean, there's not many callers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're good. We can check. Here, I can
look it up real quick.
You're going to look it up? Oh, I could do it, too.
I have this thing on my computer. I can show you what the moon looked like when you were born.
What the moon looked like? Oh, I already looked mine up. Mine is a complete half moon.
Really? Actually, mine, what was mine? Yeah, I think mine was a waxing gibbous, I want to say.
It was less than what?
A waxing gibbous, which means it was becoming a full moon, but it was at the halfway point.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like what mine is. You want to hear something funny? My cousin, they went to the state fair, and there's these moon necklaces that they have them at the time you were born.
Yeah.
Or at the, they make them for you or whatever. And her dad and her dad's now wife, they got their moons, and together they made a complete moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that cute? I love it.
It is. I like that idea.
Oh, my gosh. I exited out of my switchboard. What am I doing? I got to go back. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, so I'm not finding this, and Reba's on my computer.
No,
well, because, okay, Nene's on my computer. I had it in this book, and now I don't remember where it was.
All right, here,
book.
I can look it up real quick. When is your birthday?
November 30th, 88, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Euclid, Ohio,
and
44095.
6:30 in the morning or at night?
At
night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
let's see, fucked up. My dad was so drunk when my mom was in labor with me that my dad stopped at Taco Bell to get food before he took my mom to the hospital to have me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that fucked up.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Running your natal report. Mm-hmm. Oh, if anybody else would want to get a free natal report, we can see where all of your suns and planets and all that fun stuff is. Oh, my. I'm wondering. Okay, your moon is in Virgo.
Ooh, okay.
Does that sound right? Cause
I don't know.
You're concerned and caring when it comes to the welfare of others, not dynamic or too emotional. You're attentive, observant, rational, and above all, efficient. but look out for becoming hypocritical and nitpicking. You're able to make the connections necessary for things to happen in your environment by applying your skills and know-how. A true do-it-yourselfer, you're happiest when you feel useful, helpful, or are busy facilitating and perfecting some project.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
There you go, yeah. That's definitely me.
Yeah, that sounds like me. That's pretty much exactly like me.
Ooh, your Venus is in Scorpio.
Oh, really? What's that mean? I know that means very emotional stuff.
Passionate one. Never lukewarm in love or business. It's hot or not. You love mysteries, secrets, and intrigue. Anything hidden or occult. You have great personal magnetism and a loyalty verging on possessiveness. You enjoy making money and the influence that comes with it. Politics might appeal.
Mm. Yeah, I hate politics. And I have three jobs.
Yeah. Three jobs. That's
must be,
yeah.
About to be out of a job.
Oh, yeah. Reba's work's closing.
Reba what?
Reba's job. They're closing
yeah.
down.
I know. That sucks. That's so shitty.
I know. It really is.
Quiznos is closing all over Ohio, or, like, everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, but the one in 908 closed, and the one in
Diamond Center closed, and Bedford just closed.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, my gosh, guess what?
What?
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yep, it's 12:01.
Oh, I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th. Oh, shit.
See, I have the luckiest, most amazing days on Friday the 13th.
Okay, no, watch this. Okay, I have this book, and it tells you about Friday the 13th for psychics and witches. It's a good day.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about
it.
I totally want
yeah.
to hear it. That'll be great for everybody.
Oh, my God, why do I have to have so many books?
Why not?
No. I counted my books on my tiny, tiny little bookshelf that I have in my closet.
Yeah.
Crates that I stole from behind Mark's to put more books on. And the books that are sitting on my dresser, I have 87 books.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to borrow some.
Yeah, I have 87 books. And they're all about various different things.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like, I actually have a book. It's one of the original books written by Paul Walken, My Life with Charles Manson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's probably my second most valued book.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I need to look into that more. Not enough information. I have one, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Wait, who?
I have his book. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Maybe.
I have his Leaves of Grass. He was just a big writer. I remember reading him a lot in English. And then I went to, like, this weird antique store, and it just that's the book I wanted for some reason. So it's, like, so old and falling apart.
Dude, I love antique stores.
They're so fun. It was so random, too. It was a town called, what was it? It was the funniest name. It was like, I think it was called Hope.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In Pennsylvania.
Okay, so like, I told two people today that I've never been to Coventry, and the look on their faces were like, oh my God,
wow,
murdered somebody.
You've never been to Coventry.
I can imagine the look on your face is exactly the same, and everybody else has heard that.
I went into a bar there, and we totally got in, and I got served. It was so fun.
Well, you got to remember, yeah. I've only lived in Ohio for 6 years. Because
wow.
I lived here until I was 5, but then I moved to Florida, so I've only been back since I was 14. So I don't really know all this stuff.
Where in Florida did you live?
I lived in St. Petersburg, Seminole, Largo, Treasure Island, that whole general
ooh.
Vicinity. I've moved a lot in my life. In this last year, I've moved 9 times. Like
wow.
This year, 09. Since 09, I've moved 9 times.
Oh, Stephanie is here. Sorry, Stephanie is in the chat. I just wanted to say hi. Hi, Steph. Thanks for coming tonight. Yeah, that's pretty
okay.
crazy. 9 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
I've moved like 13 times in my whole life.
And see, I moved all those 9 times before June. June 1st was the day I moved into the place that I'm in now, and I've been here since.
There you go.
Yeah.
So. Study somewhere stable.
Okay. I can't remember what the original Friday the 13th was. Uh-oh. Well, no, I'm just about to look up every Friday the 13th. I mean, every 13th in this book, because it only goes by months. So
okay.
It can't really be. There's only 12 pages it could be on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the original one was in March.
In March?
Okay, yeah, the original one.
What do you mean by original? What do you mean by original?
The day that the people were killed. With those people. Who were those people?
I don't know, but you've been on forever. It really tells me to get off
the call. The Crusader people.
No idea.
Templar people.
Okay, Friday the 13th was the day the Knights Templar was hunted down.
Yes.
In March. Okay, good looking, Luke. Thanks.
And it says,
okay.
The 13th day of the third month is considered to be the luckiest day of all for all witches, especially because it falls on Friday. As the 13th number is associated with traditional witches' coven, and the number of 3 is a powerful magical number.
Mm-hmm.
And it says
three
a little more, but it really doesn't say too much. And then the next day talks about the annual day of 13. March 14th, they celebrate a New Year celebration.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's, you know what, that's funny because in people's readings tonight, that death card came up a lot, the coffin, and it's like a new beginning for a lot of people, it seems.
Yeah, like the mortality card in my deck is equal to the death card.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. What a coincidence.
Every deck has a death card. It's just how it's portrayed.
Wait. Oh. Sorry, there's so many things going on right now. Oh my gosh, it's already... Holy crap. Okay. Well, Tony, thank you for that enlightenment.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And call back next week. I'm going to have to get in touch with you. I'll probably hit you up after the show. You still have your phone?
Yeah.
All right, good deal. I'll hit you up after.
Okay.
So. All right, thanks for calling in. Take care, man.
Thank you, and I will talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Peace.
All right, it was a fun little call. We're going to go to the next caller. I know exactly who it is, David. I'll put you through. Hello, sir. Happy, little bit late, happy birthday, but thank you for calling.
Thank
How was
you,
your
sir.
Day?
It was pretty shitty.
Yeah, why?
Because I had to train people today, and it was fucking horrible.
Well.
And I didn't get any money
that.
For my fucking birthday.
Well.
What kind of shit is that?
I stopped getting presents for my birthday a long time ago, and Christmas and all that fun stuff. I make my own presents.
I know, right?
Got to now. One dog, one bone. Gotta take care of yourself. So, would you like a reading today?
Yeah, and all that, I don't know, whatever you were talking about, that moon stuff or...
Okay. So, since it's your birthday, I am going to give you a 9-card reading.
Ooh.
And this is going to give you...
Card?
The 9-card is going to provide insight for the next, 3 days or so. Okay?
All right.
So, and then afterwards, here, I'm going to do your natal chart right now. Tiffany. That was so close. Okay. What we're going to do, I need to get some information from you. So hang on 1 second. Now, your birthday is November 12th. And you were born in 1990, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you know the time of your birth?
7:03 p.m.
All right, perfect. 7:03 p.m. And
You were born here, right?
I was born in Patuxent River Naval Base.
Where's that?
Maryland, I think. Maryland, yeah.
So Eastern time zone. What's the city?
It's a naval base. I don't know what city it is.
You don't know any near city or town?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay. Interesting. Save your profile. Let's see. All right. Now we got that up. What I need you to do is I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9. Now, every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. And what I want you to do is to picture the number every time you say it in your mind. And when you say it, I want you to imagine that you are literally sending me the number. Imagine the number going from your brain to mine. Literally picture it and visualize it in your head. And that'll help us give a better connection and a little bit better insight. All right? So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
All right. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9.
All right, perfect. All right, so we're going to do the reveal. All right, we have the woman, the bird, the stork, the star, the snake, which is your central card, the ring, the envelope, the lily, and the coffin. See, look at that. The coffin is coming up so much tonight. So crazy. Okay. Now, what is immediately predominant? There's going to be sort of a woman in your focus. It could be, it might be a woman that draws out your fears and alarms a little bit. It could be something that you might be fearful of. I'm not sure. But the woman will be very predominant in your next focus. Your central card is the snake, so it's kind of telling you to be wise and definitely to hold your tongue, because as I said before, speech is silver, but silence is golden. So sometimes not saying anything is just as much as saying something, period. Now, we have the woman, the bird, which is the fears and alarms, and then it's next to the other bird, the stork. And that is definitely a mover of stagnant matters and situations, so something that's kind of been put on hold will be put into focus now. What I feel is that the woman could be your mother. Fears and alarms are kind of the feelings of going into basic training, and that now it's kind of going to be pushed. Like, it's really coming, like, very soon. But it's very important because it's going to strengthen some bonds and it's going to get rid of unneeded connections with other people that you might have been friends with or worked with, maybe. We're going to go to the next row, which is we have the star, the snake, and the ring. And the star is a very, very positive card, and it always suggests that your wishes are coming true. And it's a very bright card. Everybody likes to see this. It's positive, happy feelings. And it's next to the snake, which is, again, your middle card. So be wise in your thoughts, especially with your fears, bonds, professional life, and your wishes, as those are the cards that are surrounding it. And the ring is suggestive of your relationships and bonds. Those will be brought into focus, too, in the next few days. Notice the movement with them and some of the deaths with them. I think you'll take note of that. We have this last row, the envelope, the lily, and the coffin. Whoa. The envelope is a message of some sort. It could be the form of a physical message or just a message that you receive. Who knows how we receive messages, dreams, you know, insight, any of that. And I think it's going to be about your professional life, your business life. Could be, you know, about the Marines or something, and that it's going to bring, it's going to kind of be, something's going to be put on hold, and not, there won't be any kind of movement. So I feel like it could be a big contradiction. There's a lot of sense before, also situations where you're going in and not going in, going in, not going in. It could possibly be that, but it's definitely the death of a situation. It's not entirely negative, but it's something difficult. So you're going to have to wait. There's definitely a waiting period. Okay, so how does that feel for you? Does that resonate with you? Can you relate?
It does resonate with me.
Okay. Do you want to... Wait, let's see. Yeah, let me just check all this fun stuff here. Oh my gosh. Hang on. I have to say hello to Nick. Thank you for coming through. Glad you could make it tonight. If you want to stick around, we'll be chatting. I did mention you. I got you. Okay. So we're going to go to your natal charts. Let's see. Now, as you know, you are a Scorpio. Your sun sign. Your sun is in Scorpio. So a little brief overview of that. You're intense and passionate. Scorpio is a sign of delving into the great mysteries of life. You know how to recognize your own depths and have a deep awareness into the thresholds of passage, the test, step, and initiations we must all go through. You also know how to go without, if need be. You are driven from within and are able to cut through to the heart of things, sometimes sacrificing too much of yourself to an idea or cause. But it is through this process that you are able to reveal to yourself what is going on and make the inner adjustments necessary for the transformations you are constantly going through. You can be very magnetic, even wild at times, and have a sense of power and an instinct for survival. Moody, you often draw on the power of the emotions as a hidden resource and relief. Scorpio is intense, passionate, and very personal. It rushes past superficialities, right to the heart of the matter. A loyal friend, but a fanatic foe, this sign does well in politics and all areas where those who dare are rewarded. Associated with sexual energy, Scorpio loves to get involved, going down deeper and coming up dirtier, thereby laying bare that which is hidden. You're a very, very dirty man. Yeah, dirty boy, that's better. You're still a little boy. Okay. Now, your moon is in Libra. Libra is pretty cool. Oh, wait, I wanted to say something earlier. Right now, the sun and the planet, or our planet position, is in Scorpio right now, so we're kind of in Scorpio territory. Things have been very mysterious, and kind of how described below, it definitely relates to the situation. I know there's been a lot of sexual energy running around lately. That's all I have to say to that. Okay, now your moon is in Libra. And here, I'll give you a little brief overview. You like beautiful surroundings, everything that is calm, tasteful, and harmonious. You're very giving, perhaps too conciliatory in relationships, but able to adjust to any situation. This, if taken to extremes, you can sometimes appear indecisive and even insincere. Reflective and tactful, you are able to interact well and can easily assess situations and make adjustments to your best advantage. Charming and gracious, you love using your home as a base for pleasant social gatherings and activities. Does that sound like you?
Using my house is not definitely not me.
Well, that's because you don't have a good surrounding in your house right now. But when you go there, I'm sure.
I use the Snyder's house for social gatherings. Does that count as my home?
I mean, does it feel like home?
They're basically my family.
Well, there you go. So, just wait till the future and you'll see how things kind of fall into that. You'll see. You just need to give it a little bit of time. Okay, let's see. There's another, we're going to do the, since there's a lot of action going on with Jupiter, and tonight's theme is tapping into intuition, Jupiter is a very wise and intuitive planet that gives us that power. So, I'm going to tell you about your Jupiter, where it was when you were born. Your Jupiter is in Leo, okay? And I'll give you another brief overview. You would love a career that is creative and expressive, for you were born warm and gregarious. Exuberant, you have an inner need to express feelings and opinions to others. You can be a bit self-centered and are driven to leadership positions by your own keen sense of inner worth. Attract luck into your life through being confident and original. Give out generously of time and resources. It all comes back to you tenfold. Definitely remember that. Something that you should keep in mind as you go through your little transitions. Let's see what else. I'm going to look up some other planets. I love this. It gives me everything. Oh, man. Gemini is on your first house. That's pretty funny. Zach's a Gemini.
Yeah, I kind of figured that one out.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that. There's like two sides.
Yeah, he definitely does. That's for damn sure.
Well, so can you relate to these? Do these like feel kind of like you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sure.
Here, I'm gonna give you the 12th house. Because you have Taurus on your 12th house cusp, and what this means is the 12th house is where your consciousness dawns, the house of the rising sun. It's the intermediate state, the chaos before the new impulse, where all is yet unfulfilled potentialities. Traditionally, this is a house of sacrifice and is often connected with prisons, betrayal, and self-undoing. Although we can choose to become trapped and frustrated by the many obstructions to attaining our dreams, we can also choose to reach outward and upward to a more fulfilled state, transcending unusual down-dragging conditions and rising above difficulties, thus establishing a life nearer our ideal. Here in the 12th house, we have capacity to attain liberation by using our visionary scope and working creatively with life's intangibles, the power of imagination. Okay, now that's like what our 12th house is concerning all people. Now for you, Taurus is on the 12th house cusp, which is Taurus is about drawing on the bounty of the earth and seeking material security and physical safety there. It is the ongoing, enduring, unchanging, and preserving element. Heightened sensory input is also important, for it is the mission of this sign to not only find a sense of place within the material realm, but to enjoy it to the fullest, becoming physically aware of and bonding with the environment. I think that's pretty strong right there. What do you think? Does that feel like you?
Yeah, for sure.
Good deal. Hopefully that you're learning a little bit more maybe about your own self, obviously, because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about you. So, isn't that pretty interesting?
It is pretty awesome. I like it.
It's always nice to know who you are before you go through a huge transition.
Yeah.
Just so you don't forget. And what's really nice is that you can listen to this whenever you want. All you have to do is just download it or just play it online. How wonderful. That's like the best opportunity with Blog Talk Radio. I love it. So do you have any questions that you would like an intuitive answer to?
No, not really.
No?
Nothing on the top of my mind right now.
Well, that's good. It's always nice to just be and just be in a good state.
Yeah. pretty awesome.
Well, good deal. Well, I hope you have a better after birthday. And thank you for calling in tonight.
All right, no problem. I will see you in 5 seconds.
Okay.
All right, peace out.
Bye. All right, well, we already have 4 minutes left. Show goes so fast. I don't even understand. I love it, though. So, I am excited to share in this amazing day today, Friday the 13th. It's going to be quite an interesting serve event. Definitely things are going to be put into motion and kind of put on hold. So we'll see what pans out. I'm pretty sure mine will be pretty good. Hello, Nick. I hear you. I see you, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I am talking. Oh, I can't believe you came. Thanks for coming, hon. I appreciate it. So, well, if you want a really quick reading, you should call me. Call in at 646-727-2870. And I will give you a real quick reading. We have 3 minutes left, so if you call in now, I'll be able to get you. If not, you can call in next time.
And obviously next Thursday, as I'm here every Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I always get that mixed up and always forget about the time change. So hopefully we've all tapped a little bit into our intuition and unlocked some new things. I think that new experiences will be had, as always. And this whole, I don't know if anybody noticed, like, the 11-11 yesterday. And then there was a big group of people that really resonated with it, 11-11-11, because 2009 added together is 11. So they all brought it into conscious awareness and created something with it, created like a portal, if you will, of new thoughts and sending out many loving hearts of awakening and abundance and so many good things. So hopefully I think those are going to reflect into all of humanity. I think it's a pretty important thing to watch how more and more of these light bringers are coming into awareness. And it's an absolute beautiful thing to see. I keep coming into contact with more and more people, and just the connections are getting stronger and a lot more of them. It's really, really enlightening to see. So hopefully that we all have been enlightened and we can all choose a path of evolution and keep creating together, evolving with the world, and keeping up everything that we're doing. Well, not everything. Things need to be cut out, but follow your heart. I think you're in the right place. So, again, everybody, thank you so much for coming through. And if you're listening to this on the archive, make sure you tune in on Thursday. Also, on Monday mornings is my other show, Life is But a Dream. You have some crazy dreams and that you need help kind of interpreting, or you think there's a message hidden in there, definitely come to me, your favorite dream teacher, and we will discuss, analyze, and interpret your dreams for you. And it's also a nice psychic read, too, because it's connecting through some of your deepest messages and subconscious messages, which leads right to source pretty much. So we'll be able to see if Spirit had any messages for you while you're dreaming. Who knows? It definitely happens with me. So again, Monday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Life is But a Dream with your host, the Dream Teacher. And again, a big, big, big heart of gratitude goes out to you all as you all come here to co-create a new, amazing experience for all that we get to share every week. And it has definitely been putting some great changes into my life as it reflects through yours, and I can see it whenever you call in. So be sure to call in next time for a reading, and I hope you all have a wonderful, loving day. Sweet dreams, everyone.